Test.
We are live and in color. Thank you everyone for tuning in to the show today. I am your host, Champ Franklin, and we are about to get into another episode today. Yes, absolutely. I am your host, Champ Franklin, and this is it. This is our moment right here. Right here, absolutely.
Yes,
yes, yes. This is the champ. The champ is here. The champ is here. Absolutely, yes. Welcome to Intimate Discovery, Unveiling Connections, the podcast redefining the conversation around intimacy. In a world where connections often feel superficial, we dive deep, exploring the layers of what it truly means to be intimate. This isn't just another love talk. It's a groundbreaking journey through intimacy, cognitive, emotional, sexual, and physical aspects in the modern age. In each episode, we peel back the layers of myths and truths, engaging with experts, sharing real-life stories, and uncovering insights that challenge everything we thought we knew about closeness and relationships. Whether you're navigating the complexities of love, seeking deeper connection, or just curious about the unspoken intricacies of human bonds, Intimate Discoveries is your guide through the maze of modern intimacy. Tune in Mondays and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. as we unravel the secrets of truly meaningful connections. Intimate Discoveries, Unveiling Connections, where every episode is one step closer to you experiencing a intimate connection. And yes, I am your host, Champ Franklin, and we are excited to bring you another true, close conversation about intimacy and how do we begin to start sharing, start feeling, start being there for one another. Where does that start? Where does it end? But in an intimate relationship, it's a continuous process. But we don't know that unless we begin sharing it. And we begin to have those vulnerable moments where we can share with one another. So let's get into it right now. Let's go right now into the show. Yes, your host, Champ Franklin, and we are moving in this moment. Whoa, thank you, everybody. This is another groundbreaking discovery, a groundbreaking conversation. What it truly means to be intimate. And I just want to thank you all for that applause. Thank you all for joining the show. I am here, and I have invited guests to come on the show. If anyone you know who is interested in becoming a guest on our podcast, be sure to share the link. Share it with them. Tell them, hey, come on out to the podcast. Come on out. Come on the show. And we invite everyone to come on and be a part of the conversation. This isn't excluded to men or women or and singles or couples. It's open to everybody. If you have a question, if you have a concern, if you have a thought, if you have a feeling, if you have a concern, then you should be on the show. If you have a friend or someone who has challenges in their relationship, absolutely, this is the show. Absolutely. You want to invite them to come on the show. So one of the things that we're going to look at today is we're going to continue to this conversation of a high reliable partner. And so when we look at the principles of a high reliable partner, what's your commitment? The question we ask is, what's your commitment to providing a safe space for your partner, right? And we wanna look at those. We wanna see what is your commitment, because intimacy is a level of commitment. Positive, effective, cognitive and physical closeness that one experiences with a partner in a reciprocal relationship. Yes, reciprocity is mandatory. And if you're not reciprocating in your relationship, then you're in violation of reciprocity. You're in violation of an intimate relationship. And that's not cool. I discovered that it's not cool that while I was married, I didn't reciprocate. I didn't truly give an exchange. And as a result, relationships suffer. And it's time out for that. We know that the divorce lion is roaming around, seeking whom he can devour, or which marriage he can devour this year. And we know last year, he devoured 40 to 50% of the marriages that were active last year. And so we gotta look at that. We gotta be able to make sure that our relationships are ironclad. Otherwise, it is possible that our marriage, our relationship could come to an end this year. Because you never know. So we gotta look at that. We gotta do it. We gotta look at, are we providing that safe space? And if we are honest with ourselves, we don't provide that safe space for each other. So what do we do? What's the answer? The answer today is that we got to start having those serious conversations. We got to start providing that safe space for each other. And if we don't, our relationships continue to suffer. And so what we were saying, like I said before, there are five principles to this concept that I adopted of a high reliable organization. And so what I try to do is adopt those principles of a high reliable organization and replace them with a high reliable partner and try to run a parallel with being a high reliable partner. And that high reliable partner is someone who is who you can count on to provide you a safe space and where you can be vulnerable. And we have to ask ourselves, why is it that it's challenging for us or men and women, partners, to provide a safe space for each other? Why do you think it's hard? Why do you think it's challenging, right? Why do we think it's challenging, right? And I wish I could get you out here to come on the show and ask those questions, because we want to know. We want to know how can we be a high reliable partner. And so I want to look at those things. Hold on, let me see what we get. A high reliable partner, a high reliable organization. So, for example, they have principle number one, preoccupation with failure, right? And so what it says is that some organizations can ignore or work around small process failures or deviations, right? High reliable organizations can't. High reliable organizations don't ignore any failure, right? No matter how small, because any deviation from the expected result can snowball into tragedy, right? And so, so when there is, let's say, for example, in the airline industry, those are high reliable organizations, right? Because if a plane goes down, people die. And so they cannot afford to blow something off. They can't afford to look at a near miss and blow it off or slide it under the rug. No, they have to look at their process to kind of figure out what happened. Where was the potential breakdown that happened, and how do we address it? And so when it comes to being a high reliable partner, right? Was there those small breakdowns in communication where your partner gets upset or you blow your partner off? Because we value the relationship, we get preoccupied with like, hold on, no, you're upset. I gotta stop. We gotta figure out what happened. Where was the breakdown in communication so that in the future that doesn't happen again? Because I don't want to hurt you. I want you to feel safe. I want you to know that in our relationship, you can share with me what's on your mind. And being a high reliable partner, I consider those moments where I didn't listen, where I was doing some other stuff. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't listening. And I want to make sure that I begin to listen. I want you to know that I can't just blow you off and just think that it's okay, right? And so that's one of the principles of a high reliable partner that you can begin to adapt or bring in, right? And then there's reluctance to simplify. High reliable organizations are complex by definition, and they accept and embrace the complexity, right? So when we look at your, you know, marriage or being in a relationship that involves in-laws, that involves children, that involves friends, everything, you know, everything else, history, trauma, those are complex relationships, right? And so they don't try to explain away the problems, right? Instead, they conduct root cause analysis and reject the simple diagnosis. So it's like, oh, you were just tripping, or in a high reliable partner, in a high reliable relationship, right? Where we rely on each other, right? Or at a high level. We don't just, but someone brings up a concern, right? We don't just try to just give them anything or just try to just say, hey, you know, you need to deal with this, or you need to accept it and move on, or just be thankful that I'm here, or, you know, I don't know, however you want to slice it, you want to begin to take those conversations serious, right? You want to take your relationship a little more serious, right? So that's the reluctance to simplify. Don't just give them just some off-the-cuff answer. No, I want you to dig deep and answer the question, right? And so we talk about leadership, right? Leaders in high reliable organizations. So this is the husband or the wife, or the male or female in the organization. They must be willing to challenge long-held beliefs, right? What were you taught in the, my gosh, what were you taught coming up? What do you believe over the last 10, 15 years, right? What did your mother show you? Or what did your cousin or grandmother or someone teach you about relationships? But you have to begin to challenge those long-standing beliefs, because those beliefs don't work for your relationship, right? And so, again, as a high reliable organization, they look at the data. They look at benchmarks and other performance metrics that are working for you. Do you have individuals in your life whose relationship has been longer than yours, right? That's what a benchmark is. And so you're like, hey, listen, the benchmark right now is can your marriage sustain up 20 years, right? That's the benchmark. Let's make it to 20. And then when you make it a 20, you look for another benchmark. 25 years, 30 years, whatever. But you continue to improve. You continue to work on that relationship where you're making the adjustments, that you're making those tweaks so that you can continue to sustain a high reliable relationship when it comes to your partner, when it comes to your children, when it comes to your friends. How do we do that, right? And then we have this here, right? Sensitivity to operations, right? Principle number three, right? High reliable organizations understand that the big picture of the current situation, especially an unexpected one, comes from the front lines, right? So, gosh, man. So because frontline employees are closer to work than executive leadership, they are better positioned to recognize the potential failure and identify opportunity for improvement, right? So when you're talking to, when your partner is sharing with you, right? They were there. They can tell you what happened, what triggered their previous trauma, what happened for them when you were talking to them in that tone, right? You can't just say, oh, no, you know what? That ain't how it was. No, you were not there. You were not in them. And so it's, man, good Lord, right? So let's go back to this thing, right? High reliable organizations understand that the big picture of the current situation, especially unexpected outcomes, right, comes from the front lines, right? So this is what I'm saying, coming from your partner, right? You weren't there. So you have to provide the safe space for them to be able to talk and be able to share that stuff, right? Right? There are no assumptions in a high reliable partner. There are no assumptions in a high reliable organization, and there should not be assumptions in a high reliable partner. A consistent concentration on processes lead to observations that inform decision makings and new operational initiatives, right? Your relationship continues to grow. Greater opportunities begin to live and breathe and exist like none other. Oh my gosh, this has got to be one of the most powerful podcasts that I've put together today, right? And it says, again, principle number three, sensitivity operations, again, underscores every voice matters. So when your partner, when your children, when somebody you care about is sharing with you, right? You're listening to understand. You're not listening to respond. You're listening to understand, right? Again, leaders in high reliable organizations don't sit back and wait for employees to report concerns. They create conditions for openness by communicating frequently and regularly with employees. Again, you don't just wait for something to happen in your relationship or wait for something for them to come in and tell you something. No, you call and say, hey, baby, what's going on with you? You create conditions for openness by communicating frequently with your partner, right? And so you're like, well, how can you create openness, right? So I'll give you an example. You can call and say, hey, I wanted to see, you know, just checking on you and see if there's, you know, are you in your best space? And if they're not in their best space, I'm like, hey, is there anything I can do to bring you to your best space or get you to a better space, right? And they may say yes or no. They may tell you, but more likely, chances are, they're not going to tell you something that you cannot do. They're not going to do it because you're in an intimate relationship and they're not going to share something with you. Or they're not going to give you something that they know that you can't do because they are invested into their well-being and they would like to get to a better space. And they will be honored and happy that you are the person who can bring that to them, right? And so that's what we want to be able to look at. We want to be able to consider how are we interacting with our partners, right? And then, so we got number, let me see here. We're looking at number two, number three, sensitivity operations, right? Sensitive to your partner's concerns, right? And then we're looking at number four, commitment to resilience, right? Recovery is swift, right? And there's a term in the Bible that don't go to bed angry. Don't let angry, what is it? Don't go to sleep. Don't let anger rest on you. The point of it is, don't go to bed angry. Right? Don't allow yourself to go to sleep mad, right? And so that's, again, if talk about a swift recovery, right? That you're able to bounce back, right? Again, higher resilience and higher reliable organizations mean that the ability to anticipate, troubleshoot, trouble spots, and improvise when the unexpected occurs, right? Again, you didn't mean to hurt your partner. You didn't mean to disappoint them. However, but you should be quick to restore integrity, right? Like I say, the thing is, how do you restore integrity? Well, when you tell your partner that you're going to do something and you did not do it, right? Let's say, for example, you didn't pay the bill on time. Right, you didn't pay the mortgage, and you know it's your responsibility to pay the mortgage. Right, that is not something you just say, "Well, I'll take care of it next time." No, restoring integrity is to say, "Baby, I know I was supposed to, because you know men aren't the only one make mistakes. Women make mistakes too. So it's in a female voice, baby, I'm sorry that I know I was supposed to pay the bills and pay the mortgage, but I forgot. And I know that kind of made you kind of upset because I told you I was going to do it and I didn't do it. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the mortgage on auto pay and to make sure that the finances are in the account before the draft comes out for the mortgage. Is that okay with you? Does that work for you? And then your partner, he has the opportunity to say yes or no, whether or not that works for me. If that works for him, then you have restored integrity. If that doesn't work for them, then you have to come up with you have to talk through another solution that works for each other and to the point where you can actually restore integrity. And that's important. Again, going back to what a high reliable organization does, commitment to resilience, being able to recover swiftly, right? And then we talk about the fifth principle is deference to expertise. Oh my gosh. Deference to expertise means experts are trusted, right? If you are... Now, there's a difference between being an expert and a know-it-all, right? You don't know everything. There are some things that your partner or your wife or your husband are really good at. So allow them to use their expertise when it comes to their, doing their thing, right? Especially when it comes to their life. They are the expert in their life. So let your partner run his life. Let her run her life. Don't be so controlling. Defer to her, right? Expertise rather than authority takes precedence in a high reliable organization and in a high reliable partner and a high reliable relationship, right? When conditions are high risk and circumstances change rapidly, on the ground subject matter experts are essential for urgent situational assessments to respond, right? Well, again, if you weren't there, and again, if something happened with the kids at school and you didn't go down to the school, and however your husband or your wife or your partner handled that situation and they thought that it was right for that moment, leave it alone. Don't try to be some authority and tell them, well, this is how I would have done it, or you should have done this way. You should have called me and told me. No, you should have been down. As a matter of fact, no, that's not how it is. No, you weren't on the ground, you didn't take the time to be there, and therefore you don't have input as to how they handled the situation because they were the first responders and they did not wait for you to come and give your perspective on something that they were capable of resolving at their level. So again, when we look back at a high reliable organization, a high reliable relationship, there are five principles, right? Principle number one, we're going to recap. Preoccupation with failure, right? Process failures are addressed immediately and completely. Restoring integrity is a must, right? Number two, principle number two, reluctance to simplify. So when someone brings you a situation in a high reliable organization or a high reliable relationship, right? You don't just simplify, just give them something, some old half answer, right? No, you explain what happened and how we can solve or resolve this particular situation or issue, right? Then we got number three, sensitivity to operation. Every voice matters, right? You want to be able to provide a safe space where your partner can share with you in a safe environment where they can explain to you or to feel valued, right? Then we have number four, commitment to resilience. There's the Bible, there it is. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath, right? Don't let the sun go down on your wrath, right? And that's what we want to be, commitment to resilience, making sure that every day when we go back, when we go to bed, that we've gone to bed complete, that we've gone to bed satisfied with each other, that we gave it our best today, right? And then we got principle number five, deference to expertise. Trust your partner. They are smart. They are, they're reliable. They're trustworthy. And they can be able to handle things in a way that brings safety or success to the relationship. So you want to be able to allow them to have that space, right? You want to be able to have them to have that space. And you want to be able to do that. And so working with each other, we want to make sure that we provide that safe space for each other. So again, this is Champ Franklin. We did a short broadcast today, 30 minutes. We want to just talking about being a high reliable partner. And tune in again, Mondays and Wednesdays at 8 p.m. where we dive deep into what it truly means to be intimate. This is your host, Champ Franklin, and I'll talk to you again. I'll see you at the next episode. Intimate discoveries, unveiling connections, where every episode is one step closer to you experiencing a true, meaningful relationship. Thank you very, very much. Till next time, be safe, be resilient, and remember, the sky is the limit. Do not stop on the moon. Champ Frank out.